Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I'm having a great visit. We are having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert, author of Discover Questions, Get You Connected, one of her many books. Also, Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's one of my favorites. Deb, thanks again for being here. Website again, please.
It is People First PS. That PS stands for Productivity Solutions, the company name People First Productivity Solutions.
PeopleFirstPS.com, is that right?
That's right.
All right, so check it out, folks. Deb, we're talking about harmony, team harmony, how to build it, how to find it, how to make sure you don't get too much of it. That's hard to imagine, but I guess you can. What are some other things? What can we do to give us some 1, 2, 3s on how to identify when it's needed and how to make it happen and how to manage it right?
Okay, so whether you're a team of 2 or a team of 12, then you've got to make sure you've got shared outcomes. That's step 1. What are we all in it together to do? We need to be understanding that common purpose. And then we need to understand our own roles and responsibilities individually in delivering on that common purpose. What is it that you're supposed to do, Jim? What is it that I'm supposed to do? When do we have handoffs to one another? And how does it all fit together? I've got to understand enough about your work to be able to make sure my work is helping you out. So that's step 1 and 2, roles and responsibilities. And then step 3 is to make sure culturally that we appreciate each other's strengths and that we're interdependent. We rely on each other, and that becomes a strength for us. Not that we're weak because we depend on each other, but we're strong because we are mutually dependent on each other to reach that shared outcome.
Which might mean that in some particular time of today or this week or this month, I might have to subordinate myself and what I'm working on to you because at this moment you need to take the lead. And that's how you get harmony, isn't it? What is it? I mean, when we think of harmony, we think about people singing together, for example. And there's how many times have you heard someone in a group, like a choir, like a church choir, and there's one person who's got a great voice, but they just won't blend. They just won't blend.
They want to dominate.
Yeah, and that's discord, right? That's not harmony.
Yeah, that's in search of a solo. And not everything in life is a solo act. In fact, if you want to accomplish great things, you're never going to do it alone. You've got to have the entire group and appreciate all that.
I like that you said that. So is that a word that we should use? Is that a term we should use? If somebody's not working well, you know, working and playing well with others, should we say, look, you know, you're doing a lot of solo acts around here, and we're a team. We don't have much solo in the program around here. Do you really want to pursue that here? Is that what you're focusing on? What do you think?
I believe that you've got to lay it out plainly just like that and then remind people when they step out of that. Otherwise, you send a mixed message. And that is what often happens. We see somebody working hard. We don't want to take away from their passion or their drive or their accomplishments because they're doing work. It's good work. But if there's a cost to the team, if it's taken away from what other people do, you can be sure that that's going to cause dissent and problems down the road someplace.
And folks, we're not talking about salespeople who are running their own territory, who you want to you know, knock it out of the park. We're not talking about, because, you know, commission salespeople, they are soloists in a lot of ways, in a whole lot of what they do. Not all. They have to work with the support people and the service people and that kind of thing, but a whole lot of what they do is soloism. We're not talking so much about those tasks, are we, Deb?
It depends on the organization. There are some sales organizations where there's a lot of support that has to go between territories, And there are others where it is very much entrepreneurial, and every territory is its own business. You got to know your own culture and make these pieces fit together deliberately, not accidentally, or not letting everybody make up their own interpretation of it.
Seek harmony, and know where it needs to be demonstrated, and watch out for the soloists. That's a couple of things I've learned since we joined since Deb joined us today. Deb, one more time on the website.
PeopleFirstPS.com. Call us if you have any people needs at all in your organization.
There you go. All right. Hey, Deb, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I'll do it.
See you next time. Deb Calvert, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.